On an Ike.
All right, everybody, welcome to week two. The Bears beat the Giants. We're 2-0. Another fucking heart attack game. Dave, who is this podcast brought to you by before we get into anything?
This podcast is brought to you by the one and only great tasting Westville and Miller Lite. Ed, I had more than I'd like to admit in the fourth quarter of that game.
Listen, we're on Zoom right now. We're doing the post-game show. Obviously, a lot of people, it's different now with the pandemic. So you could share beers over Zoom. This is a victory beer with you boys. It feels good. And, yeah, we're like you said, we're here with Miller Lite. Carl, did you enjoy some? I like your hat. You're rocking a Miller hat right now.
Thank you. Yeah, it's a great hat. It's a great beer. I packed up my cooler today. I put it on my radio fire wagon. I walked around the neighborhood. I looked for some thirsty adults who wanted to enjoy a great tasting less filling in anticipation of a huge Bears victory.
There you go. So Miller Lite, it's a great taste with only 96 calories and 3.2 carbs. However you and your friends are enjoying Miller time this summer, you can have the original light beer delivered by going to MillerLite.com/redline and find the delivery options near you. Make sure you're celebrating responsibly. Milwaukee Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories, 3.2 carbs per 12 ounces. All right, boys, like I said, I don't know how you want to start this out. Are we happy? A win's a win. Are we a little mad about how it ended? Do we want to lament on the first half? Because the first half was pretty fucking sweet. Dave, you got your hand up, so we'll start with you.
I'd like to start talking shit about people. Can we talk some shit about people?
Who do you want to talk shit about?
I want to talk shit first and foremost about Anthony Miller. Can we talk shit about him?
First and foremost?
To start, he's the number one on my shit list today. Okay. So I'd like to start with him. Drop touchdown pass. I have the timestamp. He dropped that first down pass. Both perfect throws by Trubisky. That were huge plays in the game because the Giants scored right after that, and that's when the comeback sort of started because that was on a third down going to fourth down. They had to punt. That would have moved the change, got them closer to field goal position. I can't stand this guy anymore. I'm fucking done with
just
this.
Like Dave, just
that's
like
fucking
that.
Ridiculous.
I've been out on him. He ran his mouth and talked all the trash last year and didn't do shit. Not that the whole offense did.
Dave, he caught the game winning touchdown last week. Like, that's ridiculous, dude.
Okay, he should have caught that. He should have absolutely caught that ball. It was
this
a perfect
is
throw.
Preposterous to start the show.
Meatball stuff. The Bears are 2-0. Let's do the positive stuff first. Bears are 2-0, and that's what's the most important thing. When we looked at the schedule at the start of the season, we wanted the Bears to be 2-0 through these first two games. Those were the expectations. We thought it would be ugly. I think we're in a better spot with the quarterback play than we could have possibly hoped for. There really hasn't been Mitch-Nick controversy, maybe a little bit this week. But heading into week three, on literally no joke, this is like an 8.9 for Bears fans. Like, the only thing that would be better if Mitch just fucking buried them in the second half. Mm-hmm. So let's start with the positives.
All right, let's start with the positives, and it's David Montgomery and that offensive line.
Fuck yeah. So,
those guys were incredible. They're road graders, and you know, that's the guy I think everyone was expecting last year, where maybe there just weren't holes, and maybe, you know, Ed, I mean, you were talking about the new O-line coach a lot. Like, that was something you were hyping up heading into the season. We saw it work out today. So it was one cut, north-south, dragging guys with them, making guys miss in the hole. Like, that's everything you want out of a running back. He was effective as a receiver, too. I think he had three catches. He had, the great play for the touchdown on the catch out of the flat. David Montgomery looks like an impact player on offense. That's a big-time positive.
Dude, I feel so good. So good about our offensive line right now. You see Whitehair getting up to the second level. Him and James Daniels, like, we had to ride those boys into this season. You know, they're kind of our young guns. They're kind of our fucking young studs in the middle there. And Fetty obviously made that one mistake on that chop block that was for a huge gain. That was unfortunate. But besides that, though, like, you got to be fucking thrilled. And then on top of it, Bobby Massey, a fucking phantom catch for a first down. The offensive line, for what it was, I mean – you could say, okay, you could absolutely say Mitch obviously looks better so far, but the offensive line has got to be the biggest standout so far, right?
Without question.
It absolutely was. Yeah, absolutely was. The line was great. Like you said, the Massey play. I'm trying to be positive, but, like, I can't think of that Massey play and Montgomery without instantly going to Matt Nagy. Like, that was ghosts of last year where it's third and one. You've been getting almost like 8 yards a clip running it, like these zone read or these zone run plays with Montgomery. And then the biggest play of the game, you spread them out and you try to get cute with it. And it's like, what the fuck are you doing? And then you have to rely on a freak completion to Bobby Massey to basically win the game. Like that, you know, like it didn't end up, but like they took more time off the clock with that play. And it was infuriating in that moment because it felt like last year's Nagy for the first time. For the first time, it felt like it was like a little bit like, oh, what are we doing?
Which is wild because I loved his first half. Like we said, like it was same shit as last week. Like mm-hmm. we're running the ball, we're fucking pounding it, we're putting Mitch in good situations. I remember once I think they threw it or we had a loss of downs. We lost 6 yards and we were 2-16. And like 2-16 was the epitome of last year, you know.
Yep.
And it was like, oh fuck, like this hasn't happened much yet. We've really been getting positive yardage on first and second down, putting our quarterback in a good situation to win. So I hear what you're saying. Thank God for Massey, though. Fucking bailed us out big time there.
Right place, right time. You were talking about first and second down in the fourth quarter. I want to talk about third down in the first quarter. 4 or 5 on first down in the first quarter. And I thought that Trubisky looked the best, as good as he's ever looked in his 3 or 4 year career, whatever it's been. The timing on his crossing routes over the middle of the field was impeccable. And then the second half happened. There was even an incompletion. It was a 5 yard out and it was just one, there was no reading going on. And the ball is a really good ball because if there's any room for error right there, it could be a pick six, incomplete, go get it next down. So I thought Mitch was as good as he's ever been in the first half. I don't know. You guys can talk about the second half, but I'm trying to stay positive here since I got crucified for my Miller.
Well, you got crucified for being fucking a little overboard that you want to fucking cut this guy for.
I don't say I want to cut him. I said I just don't think he's very good.
Yeah.
Like, that was two huge plays. Huge plays.
I mean, Massey did have more catches than him this week. So that is something. You can't just throw dirt on Miller already. Like, he turned into a good player the second half of last year. I think he'll be better. He was good last week. He'll things will get better. I really like Darnell Mooney, though. Like that guy, yeah. You know, he had the touchdown, but he looks like he's got wheels. I didn't anticipate him being a guy who would play over the middle. He absolutely seems like he's willing to do that. So they have some weapons, and we saw Cole Kmet had his first catch today. Jimmy Graham had a big first down at one point in the first half. So I like that Mitch isn't just getting so locked in on Allen Robinson. I think Allen Robinson had 3 catches for 33 yards or something in that neighborhood today. And, it was nice to see, this feels like a real progression out of Mitch.
Yeah, and the first touchdown to Montgomery, where in Montgomery, it's fucking – him in a passing game is just sex. Like, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's awesome to watch a running back who's so fucking awesome in the passing game. And that first one, like, you know what I mean? It just felt like Mitch of last year, like, somehow sails that pass. You know,
sails it or throws it back across the field or takes a sack or does something. But he extended the play and found his guy. And then it was like David Montgomery, like you said, Ed, like in the passing game or just open field in general. It seems like the guy's got incredible vision, like the cutbacks, like that. He had no business scoring on that play. Like not too many guys make that play happen. He looks like a special, special athlete on that play.
Yeah, he's squeezing out a couple extra every time he gets the ball, it seems like. And as far as Robinson and Trubisky, I think he threw 2 picks, mm-hmm. and both were kind of like, fight for it balls. That's kind of on both of them, I guess. Obviously, Mitch is forcing a little bit, but then, he trusts Robinson so much, and, Robinson just kind of got to get it in there more and just fight for the ball more, But that's I guess you could live and die by that, We couldn't just do the fucking, I remember, like, it's just so burned into my brain. It's just the overthrows. And I feel like we saw 1 or 2 today, maybe.
There was one on a deep pass.
Yeah, but it's just, to Demetrius Harris, right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. But we just haven't seen that as much. So that's been very
Ed, I was actually going to ask you this. I was going to tweet this, but I was afraid to in case I was I had a feeling that people would give me shit about it, but you kind of mentioned it right there. I thought on both of Trubisky's picks that they – I don't want to put any, like, all the blame on Robinson, but I thought he should have, taken more of the blame for those than Trubisky maybe. Maybe, like, 50-50 split because those were fight for it balls that, like, that Mitch has always kind of looked to Robinson to make, and he didn't do it today. And, like, I got the weird paranoid, is this a contract thing? He doesn't want to go over the middle anymore type thing. Is that a fair
thing to ask? The second one was on the sideline. And in Robinson's defense, I think statistically he comes up with more, they call it like challenged balls, or, you know, than anybody in the league.
Yeah.
So, you know, today just wasn't his day. But I don't know. I'm not going to read too much into that.
Because, yeah, that's long. So that's what I was asking. Should I read too much?
The second one, what's his face on the Giants? That was just an incredible play.
Yeah, too. That was a good play.
You know, like they the Giants get paid too. Like those guys, you know, like they got big time players in the secondary. Julian loves a good player. So I don't know. I thought the offense, I really felt like it was more about a play calling thing in the second half than anything. You know, I liked the running game was cooking. They had, you know, Mitch looked good. And credit to Mitch, you know, when he needed to make a read, fourth quarter on that last drive, he just pulled it down and, like, got up the sideline. But that was a huge first down in the game. So he's getting his feet involved. This is the – like, he has to do those types of things to be effective, and he was great today.
Yeah.
Offensively, did anybody talk about Tariq Cohen got the contract in the middle of the night? I didn't think he got the touches that warranted the contract in the middle of the night. Like, I was coming out, I was like, oh, fuck.
Fair question.
Like 15 carries. Looks like he's going to get, you know, targets or whatever. I mean, I thought a little bit in the first half, but, man.
Tariq Cohen had 5 carries for 12 yards, and he had 1 catch for 15 yards.
What was the deal?
It was like 10 guaranteed almost. So.
Yeah, 17 mil.
Has that point been like the top 20, 25 running backs paid?
I doubt that.
No, I'm not. It's a fair deal, I think, but I'm just surprised about like the urgency about it, you know? Like usually a guy you lock up early like that, it's like a guy you can't let get away. I never really felt that way about Tariq Cohen. I don't know about you guys.
He's fine to have on a team, but
like you
said, I'm not worrying about his contract until it's time to worry about his contract.
Well, yeah, especially because
to be like, I think there's still room for stuff to be proven with him. I, and I'm not in or out or like mean or hard on him. I bring a lot to the table. I love his attitude, but just from like, you know, if you're going to pay a guy to Ed's point, it's like, can we live without him? Like I would, with how much they use Cordarrelle Patterson this fucking week, I would guess we could live without him. Like, well, I don't know what's going on.
Or even, you know, Cohen was always that guy in the passing game, and Monty looks like equally as effective. I mean, they're different types of routes, because Cohen really runs kind of receiver routes, and Monty's not doing that. But if you need an outlet or a running back coming out of the backfield, like, Monty's a good enough option where maybe you don't – I don't know. This is like – hopefully we don't have to worry about this. Like, Cohen just gets more involved as the season goes along. But, yeah.
That's Cohen's – Cohen's your guy you want in space, and then Monty's your guy you want the ball if there's two people in front of him to squeeze out 3 or 4 more, you know?
Yep,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, they're two different players. I, like you said, I was surprised because I didn't realize there was a sense of urgency behind it. But like you said, I don't think any of us are mad, or we're not mad. We're just kind of lukewarm on it, and that's what I put in the blog last night. So
I was honestly just surprised too. It seemed like, you know, we've had so much talk about Robinson and his deal that the fact that they slid Cohen in right there, like on kind of, you know, like you said, in the middle of the night, it was surprising.
Yeah, and then obviously we got to talk about the defense. The defense felt like they're back from last week. Last week was a shit show. This week, right out of the gate, fucking, you know, Robert Quinn, Khalil Mack, like that's how you draw it up. Like Ryan Pace had to throw up the biggest fist pump of all time after that, right?
Oh, I mean, Robert Quinn's a problem. Like, I think he only had the one tackle, but he had QB pressures, but he was collapsing the pocket. You could tell, like, he was making Mack's life easier, he was making Hicks' life easier. Like, that guy, and he was kind of he was questionable. He and Mack were questionable. They both got in the game. They both had nice games, impact games. So, yeah, Ed, I mean, that's the edge rusher you wanted. That's kind of what everyone wanted out of Leonard Floyd for forever, and we finally got to see it, having an impact guy opposite of Khalil Mack. It was awesome.
I thought up in the middle too. I thought Akeem Hicks came alive. He played much better than last week.
Totally,
absolutely, yep.
So that was nice. He's a bad man, like we all know. And then I thought Eddie Jackson had an unbelievable game.
I mean, you said that the defense was back. There were one call. I mean, he was early, but if that would have been like the ultimate Bears game, if they had gone uncalled, or he had made that play, like got there maybe a half a second or a tenth of a second later, so there was like just incidental contact in the interception. Then we're like, we are throwing a parade, because that when you have the defense scoring touchdowns and making plays, it did feel like they were close to being back.
Yeah.
You guys know how much I hate Kyle Fuller, correct?
When you've made that, you've said that, yeah.
No, I don't hate him. I just
you have said that.
He annoys me a lot. But he had two huge pass breakups on the Giants' second drive in the first quarter. I thought he looked fantastic today. I thought as good as Jackson looked, I thought that if I were to give a defensive game ball, I would have given it to Kyle Fuller. I thought he looked fantastic all day.
Jalen Johnson, the rookie, too, man. I thought,
and they're attacking him, too. He looked very good as well, Ed.
Yep.
Yeah. Like, I can't – honestly can't talk bad, really, about anybody on the defense. Like, obviously not a great play by Roquan right there. Mm-hmm. You could tell he let up. He led with his shoulder. But you still can't do that. The rules –
right.
You know, yep. Like, you know, if someone – if you see someone even, like, thinking about sliding, just don't. Just pull up. Yep. Just pull up, bro. You know what I mean? Yep.
And other than that, though, he was pretty strong.
Yeah.
Yeah, uh-huh. He had a good – game. And then, you know, I think people were a little bit nervous about Deion Bush, and I know he's, you know, playing nickel dime, stuff like that. He's not like a starter, but he had the big play with the interception too. So, yeah, kind of high marks across the board. It was just, you know, you needed a kick from Cairo, didn't get it, and it became a heart attack.
Yeah, Carl, where are you at on that? What's the Cairo Santos meter right now?
I thought it was a close kick, and I like that he misses it, like, with that little hook jaw left. I think that favors the lake effect, Michigan, you know, Lake Michigan wind effect as the season gets colder. I was wondering, I hate to be, like, I think at one point later in the show we should do this thing where we can bitch about stuff because I'm with White Sox Dave. Like, there's stuff I want to complain about, but I still want to stay on the positivity train. So I think this could potentially be a good segue or at least something to consider. Like, are we morons or meatballs for not mentioning Saquon Barkley going out early? Are we morons and meatballs for not talking about how much Daniel Jones sucks?
I'll take it from here. Fuck all that.
They were so limited.
But I don't even think so, though, dude. He rushed for 6 yards on 15 carries last week. Like, Saquon, I hope he's okay. Like, obviously, it sounds like he's got a torn ACL. He's a fucking monster. He's a great, unbelievable running back, but he just hasn't been a problem, you know? So that's I don't know what
they
to say, where it's like,
got better after he left the game. If you want to talk about meatball takes, they're better off with them in the locker room.
I dare you to write that blog.
I'll keep it to the podcast unless I get liquored up enough tonight. But it's true. I mean, I'm not saying they are actually better off, but they didn't do shit on offense until he got hurt, which, and I love watching him run. As much as I hate Penn State, I've always liked watching him run.
Yeah, he's a freak.
He's a freak. He's a freak show, and you don't want to see the guy hurt, but the Giants started moving the ball a little bit more when he was in the locker room.
Carl, you think Daniel Jones sucks? Or suck?
I shouldn't say he sucks, but the one thing Daniel Jones never had today was the threat that he was going to make a play downfield for me.
Yeah.
Even when he did take a 5-7 step drop and he was looking downfield, he'd find a crossing route and stuff. I think he's a smart guy. I think he's accurate. I think he can win games. I think he's a guy who can win 10 games, maybe 11 games in a season with the right supporting cast. I think he's a super smart type of kid you'd build an organization around. But, like, you know the difference when you play against Aaron Rodgers.
Yes.
You're like, fuck, dude. He just rolls out right and then just zips 140 yards down the middle. Like, I don't know. Daniel Jones.
You're not afraid of him.
Yeah. Like, I think, yeah, whatever.
I feel like him.
Or am I wrong? Or
I don't know.
There's a sense of security where it's like, okay, even if we fuck up and the Bears falter, like, we still might be okay because he's not quite there yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's – I think if he was a little more dangerous, I'm probably running laps a little harder around the apartment, like in honor of Coach Judge. But
I didn't think he – that second half, I thought he looked pretty good. But you're right. Like, it's never like you had – even when they missed that kick and your butthole got clenched a little tighter, you never quite had, like, the impending doom, like, we're fucked. Because, right. Like, you would if it was Rodgers or Russell Wilson or somebody like that. It's just not – it wasn't the same feeling. But I thought he was
– Stafford last week.
Or Stafford, yeah.
Perfect here, where Stafford can just zip it. And, like, Daniel Jones and
– yeah. Yeah, he's safe. He's a safe little dink.
He's That's a game manager. Yeah. He's Tom Brady.
Yeah.
And he's also in his second year here. Like, he's going to he's going to get better seemingly, but who knows? Maybe he's not. Maybe he's just not good. But
yeah, that kid, Evan Engram, which I forgot that guy existed, he looked like a nice player at tight end too. So they move the ball around, and you know, I don't think the Giants are – they're 0-2 now, but they're not like a pushover type of team.
They're not the Jets.
They're not the Jets.
Yeah. I'm sorry, but they're not. They're just not the Jets.
He's apologizing to camera guy Tom, who's a diehard Jets guy. Just in the Zoom, looking miserable.
Yeah, like they're bad, but I don't think they're worst five team in the league bad.
No, not at all.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, when people look at it, they're going to see the Bears are 2-0. They're going to be in the 2-0 club, and you know people are going to start thinking about the Bears now. Mm-hmm. Like the radar, it's spinning. You know, like the fucking boat, the green radar, and like the Bears are moving in. So, for better or worse, and you know if we can keep it up or not, it's a good spot to be in. And you know, this is a podcast where we didn't even get this last year. You know,
no.
So we're already on the right train.
Well, there's also – what's the stat where you start 2-0, you make the playoffs like 80% of the time? So I don't know if that's the accurate stat, but that's what I'm telling myself in my brain. So they're pretty much there.
Quick look ahead. Falcons are 0-2.
Oh, did they lose that game against Dallas?
Yeah, they lost.
Dallas came
one.
No! Yeah.
Dallas final score. Dallas 40, Falcons 39.
See, yeah, dude, but that's like – their backs are really, really against the wall. Like that's
must win zone, basically.
Yeah, that's like a Dan Quinn. Like you're gonna get fired, dude. You know, like it's really, really gonna happen. It's in Atlanta. Like it's in that dump. Next week's gonna be a tough game.
It will be. They got a lot of talent on that team. I
mean, yeah,
a ton of talent.
Yeah. Exactly. Calvin Ridley, Julio. Like it's gonna be. Look out for next week. But if we could win next week, then we should really, really be feeling good.
Yeah, because then it's the Colts. And then, you know, like, it's just, like, things just start getting going. Like,
exactly.
Like, right. Even the station. Yeah.
Vikings look like shit. So, I don't know. It's a little too early, but.
There's a gleam.
There's a gleam,
Ed.
Jump on it too early because you never know if it's going to come back. So, I'm fine with it. I'm happy. Chicago should be happy. Fucking Bears are 2-0. Mitch looks a lot better. The defense was back.
Can we just close quickly on the Mitch thing? Like, he looked awesome first half, I thought, the first opening drive. Like, second half, is that more Nagy? Is that more Mitch? Like, where's the Mitch meter for you guys?
I think they had the kitty brakes on him big time the second half, especially after the first pick.
But, dude, in this weird way, I never sat there and was, like, nervous with him.
I wasn't either.
Out of my mouth.
And they ran him more this week, and he ran more this week.
Right.
They intentionally ran him more this week, and he moved his legs more this week. I'm sure it lines up with the statistic where it's like, oh, the Bears are 2-0 when whatever the stat is. They're, like, unstoppable when Mitch has, like, more than whatever.
I love that. Yeah. But question. He kind of looks worse running today, didn't he?
I don't want to say hobbled. He just looks like he put on a quarantine 15. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, like there was that one end around where he had a fucking lane, but he still went out and Montgomery blew his block. And, you know, it was for a loss of yards, but it's like, man, like Mitch.
Starting to design sweep?
Yes.
Yeah.
I kind of wish they would just take that out of the playbook.
I hate that one too. Or run it with fucking Patterson or someone if you're going to do
it. Dude, that's a beautiful 5-yard gain if everyone hits their block.
The last thing I'll say is on that touchdown pass to what's his face out of Tulane.
Mooney.
That is like, that's just a flash of what I think could possibly still be there. Cause he created with his feet. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously the throw is ugly in itself because it was a fucking duck like Jim McMahon, but
he got it there.
He got it there and he improvised and it was fun to watch. And that is just like, fucking do that a little more.
Yeah.
Like, hey, a little more, just a little more.
Honestly, give Mooney a lot of credit, too. His second game ever, and he saw that signal to come back up.
Fuck yeah.
He comes up and makes a play. Like, that's great awareness. That's
He was like a center getting an inbound play, you know, and posterizing a point guard.
It reminded me of Jay Cutler throwing a Brandon Marshall. Just said it.
Hey, that's a great comparison, I think. It's a great comparison.
Yeah, but defense looked back, man. They gave up one touchdown, 13 points. It's just we get so like everything looks good and like the train's running, but then it's just always stops, you know, like 10, you know, a couple stops early before we get more points. So I don't know if we could put it all together, I'm going to feel a lot better, but I feel good with where we're at right now.
Yeah. If someone told you before the year that the Bears are going to start 2-0, you wouldn't ask how.
Exactly.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. So take it.
Yeah. Let's get ready for Atlanta.
Hey, that flag on the last play of the game, I think I shit myself a little bit.
Oh, my God.
Oh, me too. Fuck, yeah.
Oh, my God. And for the record, Dave, you're right. Anthony Miller should have caught those balls. I'm just like, I don't like you being like, I'm going to excommunicate this guy already.
I'm not saying. I'm saying I'm fucking like, do something. He didn't do anything to me other than fuck. He had two bad fuck-ups and no good plays. He was a net negative two on the day and the two biggest net negatives on the day.
It's the what have you done for me league lately, isn't it, Dave?
Abso-fucking-lutely. That's a McShay-ism, I believe.
Yeah. But, yeah, that's really all I got if you guys got something else.
That's all I got.
Bring me the Falcons. See everybody Thursday for the Falcons podcast.
Yep. Yeah, Falcons Look Ahead podcast. All gas, no breaks. DJ, play that shit.